الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أشعرف صرت حكيم محمد أخطر رحمه الله تعالى and they didn't prepare anything so we'll just say the beloved أشعار that we all know and we all love and many brothers mashallah in December month the South Africans do have the very good habits of going for Umrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us as well, inshaAllah. And we must have the shawq, at least like Abdul Hamid says, we should make dua that we must go there. We know we're not deserving. We're standing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Least of all, with all of us knowing what we all get up to. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nonetheless, is the one who's going to be interceding on our behalf. So why not go there and ask him for that? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina.
يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مباركة تجي قيام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بھلا جانے کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارك تجھے یہ خیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد قال اللہ تعالی بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین وقال تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. First, friends will try and briefly translate this very very beautiful poem of our Hazrat Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, which in fact is a bayan on its own. Wallah, you can write, people of the heart whose eyes of the heart have opened up, can write volumes and volumes and encyclopedias on these. And as Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that shayari humko madde nazar nahi, that poetry is not our objective of life. It's not our objective that we're just reading this poetry for entertainment and just to rhyme words and to enjoy. But waridat e qalb likha karte hain, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires upon the heart, we write. And most of the ash'ar of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali were written in the wee parts of the morning, early in the dark hours of the night, early parts of the morning. Rahmatullah Ali's eyes used to open up and the pen used to start moving. This was inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the ash'ar and poems of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, we can see the immense love that they had for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but even for the surroundings, because of the link to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, last week we, Hafiz Yusuf Al-Sahab read for us the Qasida Burda, and in that the immense love that Allama Basiri rahmatullah alayhi had for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and saying that, are you crying because of the mention, because of the name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or because of the neighborhood, that the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned, that's why you are crying. A person, Layla and Majnu, when Majnu fell in love with Layla, then even the dogs that moved through the alley of Layla became beloved to him. So love is a thing which is outgoing. Love is a thing which a person pours out of the heart. And when there's love, then a person never ever seeks anything in return. When a person loves his wife, he loves his children, he takes a gift home, he doesn't expect something in return. Now he's giving, he's providing, he's the breadwinner of the house, he's providing for the breadwinner, he's working, he's earning, and provide for himself. But he loves his children, he loves his wife, he says he's responsible. There's love there. Because of love, he gives and doesn't expect anything in return. Like that, when a person will love Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will love the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will do acts of worship, he will do ibadat, he will give sadaqat, he will give khairat, he'll keep nafal roza, he'll do everything extra, it will be outgoing. And then the sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course we all desire, but a person won't want anything in return. Now to wake up for Fajr Salah on a cold winter's morning will become a pleasure. It won't be a burden. Like so many people say that the real test of life is at the time of Fajr to lift off that blanket. That blanket, now it will become a pleasure. It won't become just a responsibility. Any work of deen won't be a responsibility. It will be a pleasure that, oh, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last month, and it always comes to mind, Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib said something very, very beautiful here at the majlis. He said that many a time we say something is just makruh. Makruh meaning abhorrent. Makruh means dislike. Something that a person despises. He doesn't like it. When we say, it's makruh, makruh tanzi, it's alright. I can read my salawat a short sleep, namaz will be counted. It's makruh. Namaz will be counted. Makruh, dislike by who? When you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, Allah is my beloved. How can I do something that will displease by Allah? How can I do something that my beloved does not like? So the love that these people had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that type of love. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it makes a person just, if these people had that, what love did Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As our Shaykh Madhazul Ali always mentions that incident of that one alim, one pious saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who one time felt that Alhamdulillah, and this is not out of pride, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to guide him, so he thought that I've also got love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in had. That night in the dream, he saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with four Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in and himself, they were in a carriage, they were going, and it was a rocky terrain, it was a rocky ground, and the cart started going very, very, very fast, and it was coming towards a deep decline and a cliff. And Raz said, now if the cart has to go at this speed on this rocky terrain and this rocky ground towards the cliff, the Mubarak life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in danger. So immediately he thought in the dream that we should get up and stop this cart in some way, let us get some rocks and put it at a wheel. He says, I was still in the dream, I was still thinking about this. And I saw that the first Sahabi Karam radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, they had laid their bodies already at the wheels of the cart. Cart and the wheels of the carriage. This was the love that they had for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, at one battle, at one jihad, how many of her immediate family, husband, brother, son, they were martyred. And when this news came that Muslims were suffering a setback, and she ran towards the battlefield and was informed that your father, your husband has been martyred, your son has been martyred, brother has been martyred. Only question is, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the gaze and the sight falls upon you, then all worries are gone. It is the solution to all our problems. And in this ash'ar also, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, that sukoon jahatum kaha dhundi ho? Where are you looking for peace of mind? Where are you looking for contentment? That is in Nizam-e-Madinah. That is in the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they have loved the day, and Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam says, Yasubah-e-Madinah, Yasham-e-Madinah, the rising of the sun and the eastern horizon, the morning of Madinah Sharif, the evening of Madinah Sharif, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-Madinah, that oh people who are in Madinah Sharif, those who are loving ye, how blessed you are, that every morning you get to see the sunrise, every evening you get to see the sunset, and the alleys of Madinah Sharif, the surroundings of Madinah Sharif, the atmosphere of Madinah Sharif. In another poem, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said, Ya Jibale Haram, that oh the mountains of Makkah Sharif, oh the mountains of the Haram Sharif, what love they had. When we speak, we just take the name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also the Shaykh teaches us, that when we take the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how in English you say the superlative, the highest degree. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only Kareem, he was Akram. He was the best, he was the highest. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, last week we read that how Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in taught us respect. When Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them a question, he said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know best. Ayat was revealed to you. And they were people who spoke Arabic. They knew Arabic, they knew, they understood. But they said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know best. You, the ayat was revealed to you, you tell us. So this was the love that they had. And ba'ada ba'nasib, a person will have respect, he will have a good fortune. So here also that type of love that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there, but even the surroundings, that's morning, the morning of Madinah Sharif, the evening, the atmosphere of Madinah Sharif. Oh, you people who reside in Madinah Sharif, how blessed you are, how fortunate you are that you live here. This is your good fortune. Bhala jaane kya ja mumina e alam, tera kaif e khush kharam e Madina. That the people in the taverns, in the wherever they are, the goblets which they are taking around, and here also the goblets of life. A person may be involved in his business or something that is very, very dear to him. A person's car is very, very dear to him. His family is very dear to him. And the goblets of wine, how the people drinking, send it around. And they are in their own world. Then all the people who are now in the temptations of this world, running out the different things, what do they know? What is your value? That you are living in Madinah Sharif. Khush haram in Madinah, you people, that what is the, all the people of the world, whatever it is that is beloved to a person, what do they know? What is love? What do they know? What is real tranquility? What do they know? What is real contentment of heart? What do they know? What is your position? Because you in Madinah Sharif, in another couplet, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said that I've got absolutely no value. The words you leave to me right now, I've got absolutely no value. If I have any value, then that value of mine is because of my link to Madinah Sharif, because of my link to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, what am I? I have absolutely nothing. One time a king was going with his entourage, and the people in front, the people normally, people move, the king is coming, his entourage is coming, move, give way. One old person, Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the police came and tried to take him off the road, that the king is coming, and he did not want to move from the path. They took him to the king, and he said, this person is being disrespectful, he doesn't want to leave the path. And the king said to him, do you know who I am? He said, yes, I know very well who you are. Yet your start was of a very, very dirty fluid, that if it had to fall onto your own body, you would despise it, and you want to wash it. That was your start. And in between, you are carrying two bags of filth. The bladder and what is in the start was a dirty drop of fluid, and now in between you are carrying these two bags of filth. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has covered it. given us a beautiful skin and given us a beautiful body and a beautiful physique and good features, etc. As a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah has just removed this covering, then what is your condition? Huh? Two birds, even the wife will not want to sleep next to you. Even the children won't want to talk to you. Nobody will want to stand next to you in salah. As a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. That now I know you very, very well. Your start was a dirty drop of fluid. In between you are carrying two bags of filth. And your end is going to be in the grave, that you're going to be eaten up by worms. You're going to be eaten up by the totally decomposed. There'll be nothing left of you. This is your haqiqat. This is your reality. So immediately the king realized that this was no ordinary person. This was a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the people of the Allah wala. That when they talk, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see them, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see their way of life, then it makes you think of akhirat. So here Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi carries on and says, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram Madina. That when we go to Madina Sharif, very, very well, we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us again and again. And whoever has gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and make it Mubarak and make it Maqbool and Mabroor. But yeah, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi is giving us good advice, saying that when you go to Madina Sharif, then har ek kadam par and every step, ho madde nazar ihtiram Madina, you should consider the sanctity of the place. Always have respect of the place. And we learned here in the Madinah so many times that there was a great alim from India who went to Madina Sharif. And there he had to have lassi, he had to have dahi, saumal, curd. And when he had it, it just came into the tongue that the saumal here is not like how we get it in India. It's not the curd here, it's not like that. That night when we made ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was to teach him. This was to teach him. Otherwise, what type of people didn't Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give place in his lap? And what type of people didn't Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embrace? But he said to him that you love the curds of India, then go back to your country and have your curds there. So we should never ever say anything of which is against the grain and against respect of Madina Sharif. When it comes to respect of the place, Hasan Malik Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi, when he went from Hajj and was coming towards Madina Sharif and took off his shoes from very, very far, and that love was walking on that ground. The Khadim was with him, thought that he can also do it. A few steps, when the pebbles and the stones started pricking the foot and the foot started bleeding, he couldn't manage. He had to put on his shoes again. But Hazrat, in that ecstasy going towards Madina Sharif, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was coming towards Madina Sharif after any expedition and his safar, used to come back, then he used to make his conveyance go faster, going back towards Madina Sharif. Like that, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was with Imam Munifa rahmatullah alayhi, lived in Madina Sharif, never ever relieved themselves in Madina Sharif. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, the love and the respect for Madina Sharif, used to teach the hadith in Madina Sharif. Didn't want to go for an optional hajj, that if I leave the boundaries of Madina Sharif, what if Mauta is to come to me? So then, respect and love for the place. So here, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi saying, Madina ki galiyon mein, har ek kadam par, humadde nazar ihtiram Madina. And every step, every turn, wherever you are, all the time, every moment that you are in Madina Sharif, keep the sanctity, consider the sanctity and the auspiciousness of the place, respect of the place. Madina, 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 Madina. Bada lutf deta hai, naam-e Madina. What love you can see in the ash'ar, in the words that Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi used. When a person is in love with something, he loves his car. He's only speaking of his car. You're sitting at a function, he's talking of his car. His car has got nothing to do with you. But because of the love of his car is in his heart, he's speaking about it all the time. And he's speaking, my child is like this, and he got results like that in the exam, and his child is, he's got nothing to do with you, but he's got love for it. He loves his business. He's talking about his business. I've done this turnover, and I did like this, and I opened a branch here, and I did that. He's talking about the thing because there's love, because of the love that he has got for something. He talks about it all the time. It's on his tongue all the time. That those around him will say, yeah, he starts his song again. Yeah, he's starting his album. He's speaking about the same thing. Why? He's got love about it. Sorry. It doesn't concern you. Now he's talking like that. Yeah, a person is in love with Madina Sharif. Madina, 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 Madina. Taking the name of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as our Sheikh, illustrious Sheikh Madhuzullah Ali teaches us, that the stand which is touching the Mubarak kafan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala far supersedes even the arsh and the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Far supersedes that. If that is the condition of the sand which is touching the Mubarak kafan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what will be the position of that person who brings the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his life. The way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes it way, his way of life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow in my footsteps, follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook and oversee all your faults. He will pardon your sins. He will forgive you. When we will bring the sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our life. نِگَاهُ مِنْ سُلْطَانِيَتْ ایچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. That even kingdom will become nothing. It will have absolutely no value in the eyes of a person. When he will Nizam-e-Madina, the system of Madina Sharif, in other words, the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person will bring it into his life, then even kingdom will mean absolutely nothing. One time here in the majlis, Hazrat Dharmat Barakatuhum read the ayat, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever will bring forward, and Hazrat Dharmat Barakatuhum asked us all, that translate, Mustaf translate, Maulana translate, this one translate, that, and we all translated it this way, that whoever will bring forward a deen, other than the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will not be accepted from him. Hazrat said, then you haven't translated anything. If I ask you what is green, and you say green is green, or what is a child, you say a child is a child, you haven't told me anything, you haven't described. So if I say that whoever brought forward a deen, other than the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you haven't translated anything. And Hazrat said that here the word deen means a way of life. Whoever will bring forward a way of life in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will not be accepted from him. So a person who that really brings the way, he sees the nizam, the way of life, the system of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he brings it into his life, the sultaniyat, a kingdom, will mean absolute, H means zero. The sultaniyat H hogi, it will mean absolutely nothing. And you see it in the life of Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the king of Balkh, and he gave up his kingdom when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him, and many instances and incidents happened in his life, that he sacrificed the kingdom. And one after sacrificing, and took off his royal robes, everything, and he went into the jungle to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day he was sitting on the side of the river, so mending his own clothing, sewing his own clothing, and the new king who took his place now was traveling with his entourage, and he saw the Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi stitching his kurta, and just the thought came into his mind that look at this man, how stupid he is. He had everything. He didn't have to sit. Now he's sitting and sewing his own clothing. He had the royal robes. He had servants. He had everything for at his disposal. He sacrificed everything today, having to sit at the side of the river and sew his own clothing. How stupid can he be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired upon the heart of Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. He took his needle and he threw it into the river, and then he asked, made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, Ibrahim wants his needle back. And 100,000 fish came up with needles in their mouth. And he said, no, some golden needle and some platinum needle and titanium, whatever the type of needles were. He said, no, Ibrahim wants his old rusted needle back. And then one fish came up with his needle and he took it back, and he addressed that next king, the new king, and he said, that kingdom that you've got, is that better? Or the kingdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with, is that better? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it so clearly in Quran Sharif, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a covenant with himself. Allah has taken the responsibility upon himself with regard to the people who have iman. With regard to his friends, Allah says, Allah waliyul ladina amanu, that Allah is the friend, the overseer, the wali of people who have got iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility with regard to them. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do good actions. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the suzerainty. Allah will make them his deputies on the face of the earth. And not only that, Allah will give them control of the system of the universe. Allah won't give them control of the universe. Allah will give them the control of the system of the universe. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala is on the minbar. And he's giving a bayan. And the battle is taking place thousands of miles away. That time was not the time of cell phones. There were no two-way radios. There was no this communication, whatever we say, cell phones, whatever the case may be, WhatsApp and social media. It was not that era. He's in Medina Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens before his eyes the battlefield. and he sees that there's an imminent attack from the back of the army, from the mountainside. And he says, Hazrat Sariya radiallahu ta'ala was in charge of the army. He was the general in charge. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala from Medina Sharif is saying, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, Ya Sariya al-Jabal. Oh Sariya, look at the mountain. Oh Sariya, turn your attention towards the mountain. And in this way they ward off the attack of the non-Muslims from the mountainside, from the side which towards which the focus was not attached that way. They were not looking that way. But where? From Medina Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them guidance through the tongue of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. The system, the wind took and this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala was Khalifa, and this is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what can we say? He's the Amir at that time when Egypt was conquered, and was the custom of the people that annually, every year, they would sacrifice a young girl in the name of the knife. And then the governor of Egypt was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, I cannot remember. He wrote a letter to Zayn Umar radiallahu anhu, this is the custom, this is the riwayat, and they believe that if they don't sacrifice a damsel, they don't sacrifice a girl in the name of the Nile, the river Nile will stop flowing. And if the river has got to stop flowing, what will happen to all our farms? How will we irrigate our farm? How will we earn a living? How will we get sustenance? What will happen? River Nile. So Zayn Umar radiallahu anhu didn't do anything, write a letter to the governor, didn't reply to the Amir of Egypt. He didn't reply to the governor, to his Khalifa. He wrote a letter to the River Nile itself. And he said, "Oh River, if you flow in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then carry on flowing. And if you flow because of the sacrifice of this young girl every year, then stop flowing, we don't need your water." And the letter was thrown into the River Nile. Till today, people are benefiting from the River Nile. Up till today, how many countries are getting their sustenance through the water of the River Nile? So Allah will give the control of the system of the, not the universe, the system of the universe, the wind. What type of kingdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with? So here, nigaho me sultaniyat hech hogi. In a person's eyes, sultaniyat, kingdom, will become absolutely nothing if he brings the system of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his life. Our Shaykh tells us so very, very beautifully that even if the non-Muslims, if they do not have to bring Iman, they don't accept, they don't believe, but they implement the system of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also will find the benefit of it. They'll see the benefits of it even without belief. So, nigahum sultaniyat hech hogi. Kingdom and the wealth of this world, etc., all will have absolutely no value when a person will bring the Nizam, the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into oneself. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Sukoon-e jahan, Nizam-e Madina. Where are you looking for comfort? Where are you looking for contentment of heart? Contentment of heart is in the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of life that Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, as Hazrat Mawlana Abu al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, the sunnat ka tariqa ahsan tariqa. It is the easiest way of life, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, when his daughter was getting married, then when for salah, people said, what preparation? And lesson for us, we must take lesson from this thing. This in our zamana. The Rahmatullah Ali passed away 30, 35, 40 years back. In our time, a person can say, no, those were Sahaba, that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we do it? Said, what preparation? To read 4 rakat of Isha Sunnah is ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nikah is ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you read 4 rakat of Sunnah of Isha, you don't print out big invitation cards that I'm going to be reading 4 rakats of sunnah, everybody must come. Let us why for the nikah? So let it, the sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the easiest way of life. We're sitting and eating, we all eat together in one plate. After eating, one plate to wash. Less water to use, less time, less soap and detergent, less stress and pressure on the drainage system. How easy the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where are you looking for comfort? Where are you looking for contentment of heart? How the Westerfullah, how Hazrat gives us such a beautiful example in the sunnah that Hazrat Wala mentioned 2 weeks ago. That wabki amlik alika lisanak. That keep your tongues in control. These advices of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That keep your tongue in control. Many a time we say things. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Very often a person says a thing, one word, and he gives it absolutely, he doesn't give it any importance. He just said it, and he didn't bother about it. And it is such a thing which lands him in the depths of the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Many a time a person says a thing, and he gives absolutely no importance to it. And it is such a word which takes him into the heights of Jannah. So importance of looking after the tongue. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man samata naja. A person who will keep silent, he will always find salvation. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, the father-in-law of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second Khalifa of Islam. Such a person that when he spoke many a time, according to the suggestion which was put forward to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi. An-natiq bis-sawab. He always spoke what was right. His title was Faruq. He was the person who differentiated between right and wrong. He stood as a pillar on righteousness. What a great person. But he says that there were many occasions in my life when I regretted what I said. But never did an occasion come when I regretted my silence. So, Hazrat taught us in this hadith and advice of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أملك عليك لسانك. That keep your tongue in control. And then وليسع عليك بيتك. And this was because of the second point it came to mind, that make your house comfortable upon yourself. And Hazrat Wala is teaching us, he says that a person builds the most comfortable house with all the amenities, and you've got granite tops, and you've got the best kitchen unit, and you've got the best hob, and you've got the best bedroom suite, and you've got the best carpets and everything. Now the West, they fooled us to such an extent that their way of life, come the end of the year, and we must go for a holiday. Which holiday did Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go for? Which holiday did Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in go for? And no problem with unwinding and really going out and seeing the world of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Siru fil ard, they travel in the earth, but take lesson. Passing the place where the punishment came upon Ad and Samud, and now you take lesson that the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what it will lead to. And you take a lesson, you see the rising sun, and you say, you ponder about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never, no problem with that. But how they have fooled us, now all that amenities you've got the best of everything, and now you've gone out into the jungle, you forgot your cane open at home, and you're opening the tin fish with a screwdriver. And you say, no, we're enjoying ourselves. And then the mosquitoes are biting, and you forgot the mosquito repellent, and then you say, no, we're enjoying ourselves. So you got all the comfort at home, and they make us leave it and go out into the bush. So our way of life is the way of life of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sukoon jahatum kahan hunte ho. Where are you looking for contentment of life? Where are you looking for peace of mind? Where are you looking for all these things in all other ways of life? The real sukoon, real contentment of heart, real peace of mind is in the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ho azad akhtar hame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam madina. Then Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, using his own name, but it's advice to us all that a person will really find freedom from all the shackles of this world, all the temptations of this world, all the problems and all the stress. And stress is the biggest killer. All these things that brings problems upon a person will find freedom from it. Jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e Madina. If a person really truthfully with sincerity brings the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, makes it his way of life and brings it into himself, then he will be freed from all the shackles and all the problems of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. This is a very, very important one discourse and lecture of our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh regarding Qalb Salim, a sound heart. After reading the khutbah, Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh says that before starting and talk proper, as to the command of our Shaykh Arif Billah Rumiya Waqf Mujaddad Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, Hazrat says, we will discuss one sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One poem of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullahi Ali, that is of Hazrat Mala Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, with regard to sunnat, which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made very, very famous and popular throughout the world. That Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ جل جلالہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. That whoever follows in the footsteps of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever will follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will reach Jannah. And by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Walid says that in this world, if a person is to follow a certain road, he will reach his destination, he will reach a specific place. Person wants to go from here to Johannesburg, and he follows the road which goes to Johannesburg, he will come out in Johannesburg. Similarly, a person that follows in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will reach Jannah. However, as Rasulullah says, Jannah is still very, very far. Very far. A person will have to live in this world, then he will have to remain in the qabr. And how long we're going to remain in the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows. Then a person will have to pass through the day of Qiyamah. And the one day of Qiyamah, in the words of Quran Sharif, مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَسَنَا, 50,000 years long. So you're going to pass away from this dunya, you're going to live in the qabr, then the day of Qiyamah, then reckoning. And if a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all successful, if a person is successful, then he will go to Jannah. So Jannah is still very, very far. You will have to pass through the day of Qiyamah, and finally Allah will enter every Muslim into Jannah, inshaAllah. Also, Jannah is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the creation can never ever compare with the Creator. Like Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, E shakar khushtar, ya ke aake shakar saasat. That is the sugar, or the sugar cane, is this sweeter? Or the creator of the sugar cane, the one who puts sweetness into sugar cane, is he sweeter? So Jannat is on its place. Jannat is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Jannat, and one is the creator of Jannah. You can never compare the two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Shaykh teaches us in simple words, Allah can create another 1,000 Jannat. Can create another 1,000,000,000 Jannat, another 1,000,000,000,000 Jannat. And Jannat will be, the beauty of Jannat is not that Allah just created Jannat. We read in the Hadith Sharif that Jannat is beautified throughout the year for the coming of the night of Qadr. And this is happening all the time, every year. Like that, Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the beauty of Jannat all the time. In Jannat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite Quran Sharif, and the dwellers of Jannah will go and listen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them, when they will return, then the spouses won't recognize them. Why? Because their beauty will have increased. They won't recognize the spouse. That, who are you? You were not so beautiful when I left. And she will say, who are you? You were not so handsome when you left. So the beauty will all the time be increasing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create billions and trillions of Jannat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of Jannat. So by following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannat is on its place. Its place, a person will get the creator of Jannah. He will get the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regard to the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat Wala says that the creator is alone. And he's got no partner. And there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is totally unique. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ. Nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can perceive or even think of what of the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it is and who He is and what. In this world, for us to make and manufacture something, you need raw material. You need an idea. That from this you got an idea that you manufactured that, or you invented that, or you wrote you read somebody's poem, you got an idea, you wrote a better poem. So there's always an idea. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need a model. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need an idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to look at something that, oh, I'll better this, and I'll improve upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just says, kun fayakun. Become, be, and it becomes. And that kun also Allah doesn't have to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create how he wants. Allah says, Allah ta'ala al-insan hinu min dar. Doesn't insan think and ponder upon the time when he was a non-entity? He was absolutely nothing. Allah created him. Allah gave him eyes to see. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah gave him eyes. Allah gave him ears. So we need an idea. We need organs to see. We need an eye to see. We need an ear to hear. We need hands and skin, etc., to feel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need these things. Allah sami'un alim. Allah listens. But Allah doesn't need ears to listen. Allah has got knowledge. Alim. Allah doesn't need brains to have knowledge. Allah is something unique. So the Jannah that Allah created, that's on its place. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that itself that is totally unique. something, some being that we cannot understand. We accept that Jannat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must make us from among the successful ones and grant us Jannat. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who has created this one Jannat and has the ability, as Allah says, of creating millions of Jannats that are much more beautiful. Who can compare with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of Jannat? So by following the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will get Jannat. But we will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself by following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter our heart right now. As our Dada Shaykh said, that Arif wo hai, jo khaliq Jannat ko dil mein liye hue hai. That Arif, a person who really, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Oh Allah, we couldn't fulfill that. Who's saying this? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That oh Allah, we cannot fulfill the rights of your ibadat. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik. Oh Allah, we haven't fulfilled the right of recognizing you. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our Dada Shaykh says, Arif wo hai, ki khaliq jannat ko dil mein liye hue hai. That, oh Allah, we haven't recognized you. We haven't fulfilled the right of worshipping you. But when a person becomes an Arif, when a person tries to really recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I cannot fit into the heavens and the earth. But where I can fit is in the heart of a believer. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fits into the heart, that is what Rasulullah rahmatullah alayhi is saying, that Arif wo hai, ki khaliq jannat ko dil mein liya hua hai. That Arif is that person who has got the creator of Jannat in his heart. And when the creator of Jannat will be in the heart, then, as Hazrat said in that poem, that Sukoon jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Where are you looking for contentment of heart? Where are you looking for peace of mind? Where are you looking for serenity? That is in the Nizam, that is in the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when a person will follow the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of Jannat, that being who has got the ability of creating millions and trillions of Jannat and beautifying Jannat even much more, that being himself will come into the heart of a person. And when Allah enters the heart of a person, then the joy which is experienced by such a person is known only to that person. Only that person will know what joy and what serenity he has. In one hadith of Qudsi, it comes that when a person does optional ibadat, one is our 5 times daily salah, we have to do it. It's our responsibility. Come the month of Ramadan, we have to keep fast. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed with wealth, then we have to pay zakat once a year. We have to go for hajj once in a lifetime. These are faraid. It's our responsibilities. But in this hadith of Qudsi, when a person will do optional ibadat, and he will try to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his hands by which he touches. I become his limbs by which he walks. And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that so to say, then when you shake the hand of that person, it is as if you are shaking the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I will become his eyes by which he sees. I will become his hand by which he touches. So to say, you are not trying to make him yourself about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but so to say, because he's got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him his beloved, and when a person becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summons Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and says to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that I love a certain person, you should also love him. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes into the bottom heaven and he addresses all the other malaika that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this announcement that he loves a certain person, you people should also love him. And all the malaika then start loving him. And then the malaika, when they spread into the four corners of the world, and then the love that they have for this person is transferred from their heart into the hearts of the creation. And then we see the incidents in the lives of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, where Sahabi gets separated from the companion and a lion becomes his guide. Why? Because the love of those people was settled in the hearts of the creation. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. So then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the heart of a person, the joy which that person experiences is only known to him. And such a person then will say, Qurb ka maza chaka kar e khuda, phir na kar ghame duri mein mubtala. Then, oh Allah, after giving us the
real joy and ecstasy of tasting your closeness and your proximity, that you brought us close to you. Now, Allah, let it never ever happen that you turn us away from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with it.